Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And we begin our story with maybe a dream come true for one of you.
Oh.
Ooh.
They finally made marshmallows with boobs.
What?
That was good.
Yes, they did. Boobs are the rage right now.
I don't want to ruin a marshmallow.
Okay, so if you are a big Kiss fan or you have a lot of money and very little self-esteem, this will work for you. Gene Simmons says that you can pay $12,500 for the honor of being a roadie for them. For okay. One day.
That would have to be all it is because they don't do anything anymore, right?
Well, Gene Simmons should get the credit for inventing the meet and greet as far as charging instead of just giving it away, you know, like they used to do with radio. We still do that from time to time, but like these bands now do them themselves, and it started with Gene Simmons and Kiss.
Radio and TV were all a ploy just to get you out to the live show.
Yeah.
It's like old wrestling.
I know. And that's yeah. Another thing you get bent over on. It's like, hey, interview these guys and do all this stuff. It's like,
what you going?
What's up, man?
What you going to learn me?
So you're actually going to load the gear and help set up the show, but you also get some perks.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. I like drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, not Percocets.
Oh. Okay. So this is what you get.
She don't believe it.
She didn't get it.
I did get it.
Okay.
You get to eat with Gene.
Oh, God. All right, this is the question.
Now, if I had to pay to eat with Gene and he smacked his food and he had bad table manners, I'd be a little upset.
I knew back in the day the bands and the crews were all pretty tight. They all partied together after.
Yeah.
They were like buddies. Like, I guess that changed along the way. I know you had the same guys on the crew, but like I don't know if that was...
When they start to get separate buses and stuff,
yeah,
I guess the relationship's famous. Fractured and they don't... You know,
yeah.
Who is it that they travel in several buses and don't even speak till they get to the arena? Some big famous band. Might be the Stones.
God, I can't remember.
My husband, he was a roadie in EMS for a particular band in town.
A band in this town?
Well, that used to be in this town.
You know, it might be
McCain. He really did. He helped him out on several occasions.
Craven Mellon. Parmalee. I'm going to say Paramore.
Paramelons. It might be the Stones, because I remember reading something locally years ago, one of these old concert threads.
Yeah.
That somebody that handled the transportation for the band, when they played that Clemson show, they all had to fly them individually.
Steel wheels.
Yeah. They flew them individually on helicopters from Greenville to Clemson, but they wouldn't travel together. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that was old legend.
I can see that. I also see it from the point of view of like I do in here. Like, hey, don't talk off the air. Talk about it on the air.
And I have a cousin now.
I'm a dickhead.
That's on tour with Sturgill Simpson. You know who he is?
Oh, I'm familiar. Yes.
Yeah. And
Sturge.
I didn't get tickets to them.
That's a lot. That's a lot of work to put on a show these days now.
Don't you think if they cancel a ticket, a concert, even though it was because of Helene, when they go on sale again, they should you should be able to get those same seats.
Yes.
I thought you kept it. Like, no. You could keep the ticket.
You not lose your that. Seats? They
canceled the whole show for Sturgill in Asheville, and now they're right. coming back next in May, I think. This coming May? I don't know.
I feel like we could get a hold of Sturgill somehow to get that worked out. He is good friends with Colbert, though, so maybe not.
Oh.
Well, he's going to turn the way of Jason Isbell. He's going to flip on you.
He's coming to the Peace Center.
He's going to flip. Do a 180.
Is that, like, man, like, is that well received here? I don't know. Maybe.
So if you do.
Maybe some people don't look at the politics of a musician. They're just like, you know what? I like the music. I don't care about the politics.
If you're going to blow $12,000 just to have one day with Kiss, you get to load the gear up, set up the show.
I feel like.
And you get to eat with Gene. Go to the sit on the sound check, and you get a signed set list.
Ooh.
And a bass guitar that's used during rehearsal.
Well, God, that, oh, 12
and
grand.
And a crew shirt and hat. So there
wow.
you go.
Surprised you get the bass guitar.
Yeah, that's kind of shocking. But that's got to be just like.
What's the sound check going to be? 5 minutes maybe with a fill in?
Jack.
They're going to, okay, guys, we're going to do the sound check. We're doing the same tour now for the past 35, 40 years.
And it's always different at every venue.
Is it?
Yeah.
With Kiss?
With every band.
No, it's not.
Soundcheck? Yeah, you don't know how it's going to be.
No, I thought you meant the concert. Okay. The sound check.
Yeah.
The concert itself, usually, most bands
Yeah, they keep
it.
The set list probably the same.
You should get a fake tongue. That's like, I don't know why Gene never gave those away.
Fake you tongue.
Know, well, that was his gimmick.
I'm going to bring my Kiss casket I bought and get him to sign it.
That's kind of cool.
Did you see what Morgan Wallen's bar is doing?
No.
They've got, you know, he threw the chair off the roof.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of their drinks now is they put a fake little chair in it. Like, it's,
I forget what it's cute. Called.
But they took advantage of it. I feel like Gene's tongue, they should have, look, he's a marketing genius.
He should sue Rolling Stones.
Something. I mean, hell.
Well, speaking of Gene, let's talk about Gene Hackman.
Oh,
and so the cause of death has been revealed, and it came out on Friday, and he died on February 18th. A full week after his wife Betsy died, and that's according to the New Mexico's chief medical examiner.
So as a peon, I read this as someone that's not medically inclined by any means, and I'm reading this, and they say that he had been dead for that long, like you just said, but there was at the autopsy literally nothing in his stomach or digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
Literally right. nothing, he but they still that. Say the heart disease killed him. No, he I mean, that's a contributing factor, but he starved to death because he had Alzheimer's and wasn't aware of, you know, they said he used to make her dinner on her birthday. That was like their tradition. And this year, now granted, he was 95, but he forgot this year. First year he forgot to do it. And they were like, oh man, like that's his thing. So, he died of starvation. I mean, in my opinion, but
even if you have the Alzheimer's, is it like instinctual to eat? It's like
well, I mean, with Alzheimer's, you're basically your body shutting down and you don't eat. Because I had to have force feed my mom. She couldn't swallow. I think you forget how to eat.
Yeah, well, it makes sense.
I mean, she got down to like 80 pounds. She was tiny.
I mean, it is a brain disease. I guess it kills.
And that's the, God, that's, again, as you get up there in age, you think, man, like, getting in shape and doing all this stuff, like, but that's the one thing that nothing necessarily leads to it. It's not necessarily in your DNA. It's just something that could just pop in. And and then his wife died of some kind of disease that's spread by rats.
She died first of hantavirus, which is a pulmonary
Never heard of it.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
It's a severe respiratory illness that you get from infected rodents. So we don't know where she contracted that. It doesn't disclose that. But then Gene survived for about a week. Then he had, according to this, severe cardiovascular disease.
Were the dogs just like killing rats? Or maybe the dog died before Gene did.
Well, the one was in a crate, so it starved.
Yep.
And then there was an outside dog. I think you said Fat Boy Neighbors got and helped out. And then there's three dogs, but I never heard about the other third.
I think the other two might have got. We have to look into that. But like, this is the explanation people are starting to believe now. Like, it makes the most sense.
Yeah,
starting to sink in.
So he also had signs of multiple heart surgeries and prior heart attacks before that happened. And so on February 11th, it was the last day, Betsy was known to be alive, and she was seen at CVS on the surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
And an analysis of Gene's pacemaker suggests that he died on the 17th or 18th.
See, that right there is also something that I didn't realize. Like, my mom has a pacemaker. I did not realize that it's like a, what do you call that? Like a black box in an airplane.
Yeah, it makes sense, especially now with the
very
technology.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if she, like, not making a joke here, but they should have, like, put an air tag in there or something.
Yeah.
Like, once you go through older people's surgeries, I think you should be tagged. I do. Because, I mean, then silver
sneaker
alerts, all that.
Yeah. Like,
hey, where's my mama? I got to go to the app.
Where's she at? This took a little while to pass, but, I mean, look how quick we get information now. The plane accident that happened, you know, coming from Kansas City to supposed to be going to Boston or whatever.
Yeah. Those five people, they survived.
Or we found out that night. Like, they found the bodies and, like, more so what happened. It's just like the way it comes together, you know. But with this, like, everybody wanted to solve.
You talking about the helicopter and the airplane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So the I've read they were. I feel like they're and who knows? But I feel like it was a female helicopter pilot.
It was.
They're trying to, like, paint this picture of her now that I'm like, I don't know that that's fair.
They wouldn't release her name for a long time because they were worried about, you know.
Like, she might have done it on purpose, and I'm like, how do you, unless you find some diary or manifesto or whatever.
But everybody's got that frame of mind now, like the detective, like, okay, what happened? Yeah. How can we solve it?
Yeah. Yep.
And this Dateline and Murder that made us that way.
And Harlequin.
Yeah, those horror books for $5 at big box retail.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Rice Guys.
They would have been $5. My grandma wouldn't have had so many. I might have bought, like, used ones or something. All right. We're going to take us a break. We're going to get. Yeah, I know. It's like buying old Playboys. We'll take a break. We come out. We still got birthdays and suckets and more. Is the Rice Guys Happy Monday?
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full line up of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Morning Show.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
It might not be on there quite yet, but I predict on the next FOF line some agitation about driving in downtown Greenville.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, you know, the one spot in front of the arena, you couldn't even turn left.
Oh, yeah.
This morning. I'm sure it's going to be
the same. Certain days, it's not.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's been, like.
It's barricaded off.
There was some big, the big Pearl Jam, Janet Jackson. I'm trying to think of like the big, huge sellouts that have been at the Well before.
Do you think because the Lady Cocks are always like top three in the country every year?
Yes. Yeah.
Is like, that extra
status? I found out which hotel, not in a creepy way. This sounds weird. I'm about to talk about college girls. Yeah. I just heard through the grapevine where they were staying in town. I'm like, my God. Like,
they might get a bigger
share. Keanu Reeves didn't stay there when he was in town.
They might get a bigger share than the football team gets these
look,
days.
Look, Paige.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Motel you live
six,
here. Why are you staying in a
it.
Hotel? Why you got a favorite hotel in the town you live?
I have business meetings, I'll have you
You're
know.
A prostitute.
I knew it.
You're a prostitute.
No.
I only play them in the movies.
I can't remember if we did the story.
I would be a hooker if I didn't have to have sex with them.
Did you see the Dawn?
I'd be a skydiver if I didn't have to jump out of the plane, Paige.
Did you see the Dawn Staley left a huge tip a few weeks ago?
What?
That's who you want to see out in the restaurant.
A tip?
Yeah, she tipped. I want to say she tipped the waitress like $1,000.
You know what my problem
heck
is
yeah.
about that? A, having the big tip to leave, but B, leaving a big tip and then them not knowing who I was.
Yeah.
You know? It's like that nice man.
Because my damn
nice
bank card
man.
Don't say Mattman on it.
Well, what did he look like? Well, he had a beard and he wore glasses. That describes most of the people in South Carolina.
Plus, you're going to ruin it for the table after.
You're a woman. You shouldn't say that.
Because, you know, they're like, I got $1,000 tip. I don't have to work so hard today.
That's true. They may just go ahead and just smoke a cigarette throughout the next hour.
While they walk up to the table, you need some more drink and they just like pee in your cup. There you
what?
Go.
I just got $1,000 tip. From Victor Wembanyama, I've quit this bitch.
What'd he say?
Oh, not only did I get that, but my tax money just hit.
What'd he say?
You want it? Would you like another roll, sir? Tell your
Super
wife
Bowl.
To pull her shirt up.
That's your tip.
You know, there's people running around downtown, like, but they don't keep up with everything. They just kind of like half-ass listening, like, dude, that's Caitlin Clark. I swear that's Caitlin Clark. That tall brunette over there is Caitlin Clark. Guy.
Look. Oh, hell.
All right, let's get to what we're really going to do here, the FOF line.
Because we'll get calls about that, too.
Oh, my goodness.
You come on, you say you're going to do something. Like, you're just going to talk.
Just do it. No, talk about it to get it done.
Let me do the numbers. 864-241-4318.
So, evidently, Paige made a comment about fast food restaurants here recently. Don't really know what you said. I can't remember it. But we have some inside information from someone who used to work in a fast food restaurant.
Oh, boy.
And it, you know, sparked them to call in.
So this is pertaining to what Paige said about going to like a restaurant and getting a large and then you don't get enough drink and shit with it. That's because they fill it up all the way with ice. I used to work in fast food and then it's like you got to fill half of that cup up with damn ice and then you fill the rest of it up. So if you go into the drive-thru and you tell them no ice, it's already coming out of the machine cold, so there's no point in putting ice in it. But I get some people like ice, so you put the fucking ice in there. Well, then you just turn around and you tell them you want light ice. What the hell?
You know, the end of the call really put the point across. I'm sitting there with my hands like that, too. Like, what the hell? That's the what the hell emoji.
I don't think it comes out cold, does it? I didn't think it did.
I think it depends on if they run it through there. I know.
She'd be there all day long asking them how they want their ice prepared.
At Chick-fil-A, it would come out cold. I'd often just stick my head underneath if I didn't have a cup nearby.
God.
I'm kidding about that part. We did when we had the guns. Uh-huh. Like, you know, the drink guns.
Yep.
Watch out. I don't want to trigger anyone. Yeah, you could, like, shoot someone in the face and they'd catch it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, Taco Bell back in the day, all they had were, you know, caulking guns. That's where they put the bottles of guac and mayonnaise in.
I would love Taco Bell.
You'd sit there to shoot each other with the guac.
Oh, yeah.
Sour cream guns and stuff.
If you didn't lock the fryer when you made the cinnamon twist, they get really, really big.
I was so irritated. Like, you know, when your friends get different jobs, like when you're in high school.
That would be a great job to have.
If they get a job somewhere you like to eat, you're like, oh, yeah, employee discount or maybe even, you know, free or something.
They tried to.
And my friend got a job at a favorite deli in town. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, so I go in there. I was like, hey, man, load it up with the meat and everything. He's like, I can't. It's all pre-wrapped.
Does your friend have a big nose by chance?
No.
Okay. I'll have to write down where I'm thinking.
Jesus Christ.
It's usually the first deli that comes to mind when people are talking about delis.
Okay, I just want to lay it out. Are you talking about Groucho's?
No.
Okay. Because Groucho had a big nose in Groucho's Deli, his first deli, I thought. But it was not Groucho's Deli.
No.
I'll tell you off there where it was. Anyway. Yeah, I agree with everything she said. Paige agreed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I know to just get an extra small.
Do you remember
with no ice.
Extra small.
XS.
In a children's meal.
Do you remember the guy who called in giving Party Man Dan a hard time?
Hot times, baby.
I got a little refresher call if you don't remember who it is.
Great.
Party Man Dan. I cannot stand your motherfucking ass. If I ever fucking see you, I'm going to knock every fucking tooth in your damn methamphetamine smoking ass out of your fucking mouth. I hate hearing you on this damn radio station. I hate hearing your fucking lies. You did not fucking hook up with some bitch. All you did was sit there and fucking drink your damn beer and smoke your damn crack all night long. You're not funny. Fucking stupid as
I think he is funny, though. I think he brings
funny.
A very unique perspective. And
he's sweet.
I don't know. I feel like he was degrading himself, Dan was, when he talked about, you know, the neighborhood whore, as they called her, to venture down to his place to offer some sexual favors because he did have power during Helene.
Well, that was noble of her.
She might have sent him a picture over the weekend, maybe.
Oh.
She may be wanting to come back. He's got that lovable, like, Buffalo Bill, like James Gum type quality to him. To where some women, like, feel like, I might get dominated here. Like, the chicks that really like to get choked out and whatnot.
Is that like the thing that I sent you?
No, hang on now.
What'd you send me?
Buffalo Bill on dating.
Oh, I saw that. That's weird. It's an AI Tinder profile for Buffalo Bill.
Oh, yeah. That's why you, like, that's another thing. You can't trust nothing.
No.
Nothing. I told you, I watched, like, 10 minutes of a porn one time before I realized it was AI.
Really?
Or before you realized there were no women in it.
Did they have genitalia?
Call number. Okay, so then Looper called at one point to defend Party Man Daniel at one point.
What did? Well, somebody else is doing it this week.
Okay. Oh, good.
He's going to rake this guy over the coals.
On the FOF line.
I just want to say this is for that Sam Belliott motherfucker sounding like dude that called complaining about Party Man Dan. First off, you. Go back to the ranch, you tombstone-sounding-looking motherfucker. I don't like you. I like the movie, but I don't like you. You don't talk about Party Man like that. We with Dan because Dan with us. All right? If he likes crack, that's on him. I don't. But, you know, to each his own. So, you, Sam Belliott. Go put in a fucking red man chew and go ride a fucking horse. I don't know. They're weirdos.
They don't even make red man no more.
Not even select.
They call it something else because that's offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Not the fact that you're chewing tobacco, but it's...
It's probably like Chief Commander.
Is that common?
I don't know what it's called now. I saw it recently, and it had a different name, but I was like, yeah, I've recognized the same thing.
Oh.
So what if he likes crack?
So what if he does?
Yeah, that's
I agree with that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Friends.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on March the 10th, happy birthday.
Oh.
Or...
second.
We got a lot of birthdays today.
All right.
You might piss yourself, actually, when you're having me with
that. Uh-huh.
Second time today.
Let's start with this lady right here, who's made her return to American Idol.
Sherry.
I think she's the first winner to come back and host it. Or judge. Judge.
They should have went with Ruben Studdard. He would have been a great judge.
Rube. Simon said, look, you're probably going to be the most successful winner of the show ever. And I think she has been. Kelly. Kelly's up there too, though. Sold
Kelly, maybe the whole scope of all the stuff. But I don't know.
I like Kelly.
Clarkson.
I like how she starts off her show every day with a song. Not hers, but she'll cover a song.
I will say Carrie Underwood is 37.
38.
Carrie Underwood is 42 years old today. Let's go with, you know what? Dang it, I skipped one. Let's go back one, maybe, or more. Well, I already gave it away. Never mind. Olivia Wilde's 41 today.
Oh.
Looks really good naked.
In what?
She was in a show called Vinyl.
Vinyl?
Yeah, she's been naked. Have you ever, Alpha Dog, remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, with Timberlake?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
She was naked in that.
That's right.
Really good. Jason Sudeikis' ex-baby mama. Let's go with this gentleman right here. Let me get my mouse over here. We got a lot of music today.
Don't, 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 don't. Bump, bump. Uh-huh.
Former partner of Magoo. Super producer.
I don't know.
Timbaland.
Oh.
Yep.
Should have played Sexy Back.
Yeah. He's on a bunch of music.
But boy, he was one of those guys that produced all these things. It's kind of like DJ Khaled and Mike Will Made It, where it's like, guys, we're making these hits and we don't get any kind of
like the Neptunes back in the day.
Yeah. I want to come on at the beginning of every album and let them know DJ Khaled and another one.
Scott Storch back in the day made a lot of money.
God, that car. Douche. That's jealous, but a douche. I'm going to go. Timbaland is 48.
45.
Timbaland, a.k.a. Timothy Mosley, is 53 years old today. Been in the game for a bit.
Lord.
Where's Magoo? I'm sure people ask him that all the time.
Hiding in the bathroom, huh?
He was hanging out with Magoo.
Boom, 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 boom.
Do you know the show? I just started rewatching it myself. I'm on episode 4.
You said 90210 is what you're going back to watch.
Yeah, I go back and forth, but that one I'm going to stop. First season of that show, not very good. I don't know how I got a second, to be honest with you.
Did they start off like as ninth graders? on 90210, or were they like?
Yeah, because if you go back and follow the lineage of the seasons, at some point they figured out we got to go to college, or at least, you know, some of us do.
Like Saved by the Bell.
Some of them have to grow up.
But they're in high school and they're coming and going whenever they want, like to class, to school. Very weird. Doing like adult things in high school. Dylan's just going to leave class and go surfing whenever he wants.
Is this
lives in a hotel?
Psycho?
This is Mad Men.
Oh.
So it can only be a couple of people.
John Hamm.
It is John Hamm's birthday. Ham Bone.
He's handsome.
Former teacher. Left his teaching job behind.
How old was Timberland?
Be a famous actor. Timberland, 53.
I'm going to go 55.
57.
He's in a new show, Landman. John Hamm is 54 years old today. Big sports fan, old Ham Bone.
Big in the lap, I heard.
Oh, yeah. You can see the pictures.
Yeah, you told me. That's right.
That's odd.
Oh, you can see it from a way, ways
away. Give me the initials on this one. What I am is what I am and what I am.
EB. Tours around here a lot. One of her favorite stops. Who's she married to?
Oh, God, it's right there on the tip of my tongue. What is that disconnection where your brain sent it down to your tongue, but about halfway,
you forget.
It stops communicating?
Of course, that's who she's married to. Or she was.
EB. Oh, no, I know the first name's Emily. Am I right?
Nope. You're not a fan of her husband because you don't understand how he's famous. We say this is probably a New York thing. Married to Paul Simon. Edie. It's not Simon.
Falco.
B.
Edie B.
Edie Brown.
Edie B. Hawkins.
Edie Brown. Edie Brickell.
Brickell.
Oh, I was close.
All right, suck it. You're married to Paul Simon.
It's not Eddie Brickell. Though Eddie Brickell sounds better.
Yeah, I didn't told her to.
It's okay.
Will Paige get the point?
No, I didn't even get it.
You don't want to guess?
Oh.
I haven't said it yet. He said suck it.
I said suck it.
62.
59 years old for Edie Brickell. We got more theme music coming your way. If you can name the show.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Nope. Not a bad guess. Earlier.
It's not In Living Color, is it?
No, they would have said In Living Color.
That's what I thought. Martin.
Nope. Oh. Close. Everybody wanted a hat like this guy, though.
Everybody wanted a hat like this guy. Jim Brown?
You're not too far off.
Leatherbury.
Think of it looked like Wesley Snipes' cap and White Man Can't Jump, but Kadeem Hardison wore it in this show.
Different world.
It is a different world.
Okay.
Hillman.
Yep.
So is Kadeem Hardison's birthday?
Nope. Female.
Lisa Bonet.
Nope. JG. Oh. Or the initials.
JG.
I didn't really watch it.
Jasmine Guy.
Ah, yeah.
Yep. Well, you're the guy at this point.
Oh, snooty. Kind of.
On that show, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the head chef was a prick. Like
you're thinking of South Park.
Little cafe they go to.
I don't know. 60. No, 58.
61.
I'm going to say with 60.
Going backwards. 63.
God.
Gosh, I haven't got any of them.
I realized I just skipped one before that. There was probably one I shouldn't have skipped, but I don't. I can get some music for it real quick.
Okay. Please hurry, though.
Better hurry. Let's do this one right here.
McCready.
Nope.
Eddie Vedder.
Nope.
Mike.
Nope.
Stone Gossard.
Nope.
I don't know the other one's name. I really don't.
Think of the bass.
Yeah, I just don't know it.
J.A.
Jason Alexander.
No. Nope. Not Art Vandal.
Josh Allen.
Amant.
It is Amant's birthday.
Oh.
Jeff Amant.
Oh.
Jeffa.
Oh. I don't know. You know what? Because this has made my head hurt so much, suck it.
57.
62 years old. Would you like to guess?
I love the meme that says, this is for white people who didn't understand Kendrick's halftime show, and it's Pearl Jam singing Better Man live in concert. and you know, like everybody's sitting there singing with them. They don't know what they're singing necessarily, but they get it. So it's kind of like black people watch that and like, man, I don't get it. Like other people might watch Kendrick Lamar and say, man, I don't get it.
Kung Fu Kenny.
Yeah. K-Dot.
Do you want to guess Sharon Stone's birthday today? Gave away her clothes during the wildfires.
Yes. Oh, man.
And her purse.
Was it you, Fat Boy, that told me about the one in Myrtle Beach, Horry County?
Oh, yeah, they found it.
A woman did it.
Yeah, she was burning in her yard, and she couldn't contain it.
God.
40-year-old woman. Because I got a buddy that lives down there. He's like, it's not as bad as the media says it is.
So, you know what? I was saying that. They kept showing that one film footage of that one neighborhood. I'm like, where is this ablaze at?
Scary.
It really was.
73? I think it's too old.
72.
67 for Sharon Stone. It's funny. Paige did that story earlier because we got a birthday. She did a Kiss story.
Paul.
Nope.
Gene.
Nope. You're close, though. This is a stretch.
Paul Stanley.
Nope.
Tracy Lords.
Nope.
It's a stretch. Someone's last name is Simmons? Richard Simmons. He's dead.
No, it's somebody. It's not anybody in the band, but...
Someone you like to kiss?
I mean, Gene probably does.
Tracy Lords.
No.
This is when it's... I get
headaches. Trying to think of his wife's name.
Tracy Lords.
S-T. The initials.
Is it a woman?
Yes.
Is it his wife?
Yes.
I thought he's married to Tracy Lords.
No,
she's a blonde. What is her name?
Give S-T.
Me. S-T. S-T. Sharon Tate. Nope.
I don't mind him. Who you been Sharon Tate with?
I don't know.
Shannon Tweed.
Damn. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
Y'all don't know nothing.
Who's Tracy Lords married to?
I don't think anybody now.
No.
I like Shannon.
Everybody got a hold of her when she was 16, though, evidently. I know. Lied about her age in the business.
Shannon Tweed is 77. I don't know that.
68.
She is 68 years old. Paige, nice. Usually, if she don't get all of them, she'll get like one or here or there.
She's a Canadian.
I don't have any happy heavenly birthdays, but we got one more birthday left. It's the great Chuck Norris.
Oh, gosh.
Walker, Texas Ranger himself, who made his movie debut with Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
Did we ever interview him?
I think Chuck's been on.
I don't remember. I will say, I got a pretty good idea.
He'll do his own jokes on his Instagram, like Chuck Norris jokes. He'll say them himself.
He's either 85 or 87. I'm quite certain about this. So, Paige?
84.
What makes you certain?
It's something. I don't know what. Just something in my head.
You gotta pick a number. Pick one of those two.
87, then.
85. Chuck's 85. You should have went with 85. I told you, folks. Oh, you should have picked 85.
Because Enter the Dragon was 1974, and that was... Oh, okay. Yep.
Young
You're
Chuck
right.
Norris.
You're right. Yep. Damn.
Okay.
With Bruce Lee.
You know, that's an argument now. Some people are saying how they get a beating up Bruce Lee back in the day. Like... Not by anything I've ever like heard about the guy.
Was he like the greatest?
He was small, but he was like lightning quick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but Chuck Norris also. But he was just
a tall man.
He was bigger.
He was bigger.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Enter the Dragon?
Yeah. Return of the Dragon too.
Yeah. It's not the gay porn with Ricky Steamboat Page. Don't get excited.
Hey buddy, come on here with a couple bucks. You know you'd be surprised.
Oh my god.
Thank you. Ricky Morton Steakhouse, where all the steaks are well done.
They're all burnt, baby.
They all good.
Free mashed potatoes. He just won another World Heavyweight Championship at some indie.
Still show. Working.
Yep.
Ricky and Robert will always work.
Well, it's Ricky. I think Robert. Robert's pretty much chilling at the house now.
Robert, you can't abandon a compadre.
Punky needs you, who?
The American equivalent.
Thank you for listening to today's show. We appreciate you. You can text the word podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Don't do it while you're driving. Text and driving. And standard data text rate supply. Tomorrow is Tuesday. I thought I'd let you in on that. And we've got quite a situation for Truth and Consequences.
Yeah, it's the future of the family business might not be as solidified as... You would think.
It's one of those things, I think, that if there's a family business, only have one child. Because then it turns into fighting when you die.
Who's going to get what?
Who's going to get what? Let's just sell it and split the money. No, I don't want to. I'm going to keep daddy's drink.
Today was great, guys. Really, really was.
Thanks, Don. Wow.
That was nice.
That's just a regular...
sweet. Waiting on the zinger.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm talking about the dessert cake.
Oh, I love those.
I got 20 downstairs.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Paige has got 20 dangers in her pocketbook. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bye, baby, bye.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.